Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our Bible study today comes from the book of Exodus. Our teacher is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University until the time he went to be with his Lord. And now by tape recording, here is today's study by Mr. Boyd.
Turn your Bibles, please, to Exodus chapter 16. That's Exodus chapter 16. And we're going to consider approximately the first half of this chapter that deals with the giving of the manna unto the children of Israel. You recall that we're in the second major division of this wonderful book, which has to do with the emancipation of Israel from Egypt. And it covers about 2 months of Israel's journey, which takes them from Egypt to Sinai. And today we come to the seventh stage of their journey from Egypt to Sinai, from Elam to the wilderness of Sin. And in this particular passage, chapter 16, we have a record of the murmuring of the Israelites and then the provision of the Lord. And of course, that provision was twofold. He gave them quails, meat to eat, and then he gave them the manna by which they were sustained throughout the wilderness journey. And so we come to Exodus chapter 16. We begin with verse 1. And they took their journey from Elam, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Recall that when they found no water at Marah, the people murmured against Moses. Because they had brought them there, then they could not drink because the waters were bitter. And then the Lord provided that the waters be made sweet so they could drink it. And then God promised to be their physician if they would keep his commandments, hearken diligently unto the voice of their God, and that God would put none of the diseases that he gave the Egyptians through the plagues. And so they come to Elam now, and this journey took place just a month after they left the land of Egypt. So their victuals had been exhausted, and now they're hungry, and they have nothing to eat. And so the congregation murmurs against Moses and against Aaron. So the occasion for the murmuring was their lack of food. And then notice in verse 2 the magnitude of it. The whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, not just part of it, but the whole congregation in concert began to complain, and they charged Moses and Aaron with bringing them into a wilderness to die. Now, the essence of this murmuring was simply that they desired to have stayed in the land of Egypt, where they ate bread to the full, even though they had to sit by the flesh pots, though they were engaged in serving with rigor the Egyptians. They preferred that and a full stomach to being in the wilderness now and become hungry. And as they accused Moses and Aaron, that they might die of hunger in the wilderness. In verses 4 to 8, we have recorded for us the message of the Lord in response to the murmuring of the children of Israel. This message was, first of all, committed to Moses, verses 4 and 5. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So you'll notice that this message of the Lord of provision of bread for the children of Israel was committed to Moses, then to communicate to the people of Israel. God promised to send them bread as he would send rain every day. And then he sent it to them so that they would gather just a certain amount. The amount is not specified here. It is later. But they were to gather a certain amount of bread every day. And then on the sixth day, he would provide twice as much so that they might rest on the Sabbath and they might enjoy the food that was gathered on the sixth day. Then Moses communicated this message to Israel in verses 6 and 7. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, At even then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord. For that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? So Moses and Aaron then communicate God's message to them and then question them with regards the fact that they murmured against Moses and Aaron. But their murmuring really was not against them, but against the Lord because of the lot that had become theirs as they followed the Lord into the wilderness. Now the Lord hath brought you here, he said, and you're going to know this in the evening. And then on the next day, the glory of the Lord would be made manifest. And so then Moses in verse 8 commented upon this message when he said, When the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him, and what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. Now there's a great lesson here. Anytime any of God's people murmur against those whom God sets before them as leaders, they're not murmuring against the leaders. That is, if the leaders are directing the people in accord with the will of God, they're murmuring actually against Almighty God. And it's sin, dear friends, to murmur against God for the lot that we have at his hand. And so Moses said that they were going to have flesh to eat in the evening, and then in the morning there was going to be provided for them bread sufficient to meet their need. And then in verses 9 to 12, we have recorded the manifestation of the glory of the Lord as he appeared unto them. In verse 9, the people are summoned, and Moses spake unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And so the people are summoned to the presence of the Lord to give account for the murmurings that they had made against Moses and Aaron, and then to see God's glory and to hear God as he deals with them with regards to the murmuring. And then in verse 10, we have the appearance of the cloud. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Now this was the pillar of cloud that had directed them as they moved out of the land of Egypt. It was a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night, in order that the Israelites might know how to move. Now, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud, and this speaks of the Shekinah glory that actually radiates from the person of Jehovah God. So now they're in the presence of the glory cloud. And then in verses 11 and 12, we have recorded for us the protest of the Lord against the people of Israel. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. So again, that promise of flesh in the evening, bread in the morning, to eat until they were satisfied. But it was in protest by the Lord unto the people who had murmured against the Lord, and they were going to know that Jehovah is the Lord their God. Now, in verses 13 to 21, we have recorded for us the mandate of the Lord. And there are two things here. Number one, the mandate with regards to the provision of food, and then regarding the prescription that the Lord gave in the portion to be gathered and the portion to be eaten. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost, on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." This is the thing. And then he goes on to give what God has commanded with regards it. So here in verses 13 to 15, we have a record of the provision of food, the quail by night, so that they would be satisfied with flesh to eat. And then in the morning, as the dew came and the dew left the earth, then on the face of the wilderness, this round wafer of food, which they call manna, which means, what is it? And it was, according to this scripture, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. Now, the hoarfrost is frost, which has the form of silvery icicles, or ice needles. And yet, this was a little round wafer. And beginning with verse 16, God gave them instruction with regards the eating of it. "This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." Now an omer, as we find in verse 36, is one-tenth of an ephah. And an ephah is a little over a bushel of dry measure, which means an omer was just about one-tenth of a bushel of the manna for each person in the household for his daily provision. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more and some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. And this indicates that God had made sufficient provision for them all, that they might share and share alike. And Moses said, "Let no man leave it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms, and it stank, and Moses was wroth with them. So they disobeyed the Lord again with regards to this, and the Lord saw to it that it was to be gathered every day. And so they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, then it melted. What a wonderful provision God made for his murmuring children in the wilderness. Rained down manna from heaven for them. All they needed to do was gather it every morning, just once a day, and then twice as much on the sixth day, so that they would not have to gather it on the Sabbath. My God is gracious to us, isn't he, to provide our needs in such a wonderful way.
You've been listening to another Bible study from the book of Exodus on the Bible Institute of the Air. Mr. Jesse Boyd recorded today's program during his earthly ministry. Join us tomorrow for another program in this series on the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.